Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Questions and Answers. On this day in sports, July 1st, 1936, Adolf Hitler, with his racist ass, opened up the Olympics in Berlin, Germany. And the thing I like about it the most, that was the sweetest, is that even though he was a racist and hated everybody, you know, thought the white race was superior to all that garbage and, you know, killed all Jewish people, you know, the Holocaust, all that crap. For one day, Jesse Owens, a black man, dominated that whole Olympic competition, basically. He dominated it. So it was sweet to look at history and watch Jesse Owens, the fastest man during that time, you know, go to the Olympics in Berlin, Germany, where you had the most racist, evil person ever and dominated while he was in the stands and be number one on the top of that podium. So it was sweet to see Jesse Owens do something like that, you know, and it kind of sucked because, you know, how times were during that, you know, during those years, you know, it was a bunch of racists. It wasn't like it is now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I can sit here and go in discussion. Racism still exists. It's just not as bad as it used to be. But during that time, you would expect the Olympic champion to come home, you know, to a hero's welcome, but not during those years, not during the 30s. It's just as bigoted and racist everywhere. It's like, you know, you lead a country, you win a medal, you know, abroad and represent your country, and then you come home and be relegated to racing horses. That's what Jesse Owens had to do. He had to race horses for a living because of the bigotry, you know, that went on in this country. I mean, like I said, it's come a long way, but racism still exists. And if you're naive enough to not think that it does, then something's not right with you because it still exists. So I always start to show off with on this day in sports history. And so that's the one I want to talk about today. Like I said, July 1st, 1936, Adolf Hitler opened the Olympic Games in Berlin, Germany. Okay, well, guys, I really don't have much to talk about. I'm willing to talk about anything. So on tonight's show, I'm giving you guys, the callers, the option to call in to discuss anything you want. I mean, hell, you might call in and talk about something I don't even know about. So, you know, in that case, you'll be educating me. So call in, let your voice be heard. If you want to talk about sports, we can talk about sports. You want to talk about movies, we can talk about movies. You want to talk about music, we can talk about music. It doesn't matter. I really don't even have no topics in place today. But it is a show that I'm going to discuss here a little bit, and it's called The Boys. It's a comic book called The Boys, and they turned it into a show that's on Amazon Prime. It's about superheroes, and it's about this basically gang of misfits that's trying to kill the superheroes. The comic's great. Graphic novel, man. I mean, it's a graphic comic. They show screwing and all that in the comic. Brutal deaths, all that. So, if you don't know anything about The Boys, I would suggest you check out the comics first and then check out the show that's on Amazon Prime. I mean, of course, it's not as gory on Amazon Prime as it is in the comics. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some kills that's in the show that's pretty bad, too. But not like the comics. I mean, comics are the wall. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Fornication, everything happening in the comics. Let's talk about that a little bit. But like I said, I want to give you callers the option to call in, let your voice be heard, speak on anything, bring some discussions to the table so we can talk about it. 1-347-843-4939. So, okay. What else? I guess I could talk about maybe what? Mortal Kombat 11, the new Mortal Kombat 11 on PS4. I'm ready for these downloadable characters to come out. I'm ready to see Spawn. That's who I really want to see. I'm kind of disappointed that they're not going to have like Michael Myers in it. I would have loved to see them bring Michael Myers or the Joker. And there was a rumor going around saying that they're going to have Joker on this new one. But I'm hearing it's supposed to be Sindel, Nightwolf, who I never really was a big fan of Nightwolf. Sindel is cool. But still, Nightwolf, Shang Tsung's already out there for download. I didn't download him. I really don't care about Shang Tsung. Spawn, but he's a big one. Everybody been waiting for them to bring Spawn to the Mortal Kombat universe for like the last 5-6 years. But it hasn't happened. So now it's supposed to be a reality. So I'm ready for them to bring Spawn out. Now I will download his character and play with him and see what he has to offer. I'll probably download Sindel too. But like I said, Shang Tsung, he's out now. I don't really care about him. I don't have to download him. And Nightwolf, I never was a fan of Nightwolf because I can't play with him. So if I can't play with him, I'm not going to be a fan of him. So yeah, Mortal Kombat 11. I mean, it's okay. But honestly, I think I like 10 better than 11. I mean, the graphics are sweeter on 11, but I like 10 better. You had Alien. You had Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You had Jason, my man Jason, you know, my favorite, you know, slasher villain. You had him on the game. And that's why I was hoping that they would have brought Michael Myers. I mean, why not have the three greatest slashers on the game? 10, you had Leatherface, and you had Jason. Why not put Michael Myers on this one? That would have been sweet. So I wish they would have did that, but they didn't. I just got an update on ESPN. Said that my Atlanta Braves are, they just started and they playing a set against the Reds. My favorite young player on there, Ozzie Albies, he just hit a home run, so that's good news. Big time Atlanta Braves fan. My favorite player is going to always be Andrew Jones. I mean, it sucked that out of all those years of winning, 14 like straight years of winning, you know, during the early 90s and early 2000s, and my Braves only got one World Series. And that was in 1995, David Justice against the Cleveland Indians. Hit the big home run. Basically won the Braves their first and only World Series. And like I said, all those years of winning, but they never could win more than one title. 96 sucked. They should have won that series against the damn Yankees. I mean, my man Andrew Jones was a rookie. Only rookie to ever hit three home runs in Lakers. Only rookie to hit three home runs in Yankee Stadium in the World Series game. Well, period. No, I think it was period. But he did it in the World Series. That's when I started liking that dude. I mean, Andrew Jones, one of the best outfielders, Gold Glover. And I don't understand why he's not in the Hall of Fame. You know, hopefully he'll get there pretty soon, but he'll always go down as one of the greatest center fielders ever to play the game to me. All right. Let me talk about the boys a little bit. All right, so basically the boys, like I said, if you want to catch up on it, I would suggest you check out the comic. Graphic novels, good comic, good read. But they brought the show to Amazon Prime, and the characters you have for the boys, they little ragtag group. You got Huey, you got Billy Butcher, you got a character named Mother's Milk, you got Frenchie, and you got a character named the female. All right. And then for the heroes, you got the Homelander, Queen Maeve, you got A-Train, Black Noor, The Deep, Annie January, alias Starlight, and then you got another character called Translucent. All right, so the story goes, man, Huey, it's basically based around the character Huey, just a regular dude. You know, he's not a hero or anything. He walking down the street with his girlfriend. And it's messed up because, I mean, she take one step off the curb. He's holding her hands. And next thing you know, the hero character, A-Train, he's like has super speed. He literally runs right through the girl. And so they put it in slow motion. And you just see, like, a big blob of blood and all that, and this in slow motion, and it's going all on Huey's face. And I mean, he literally ran through the girl and exploded her. And so, you know, he stopped and he's apologizing to Huey. He, you know, he like, I gotta go and all that stuff. I think he was chasing the bad guy or something. And it's messed up because he left Huey there. Huey was still holding the girl's arm. So he's sitting there holding two nubs for arms in his hands. He's holding her hand. And basically, it goes from her hand to like her forearm, and the rest of her is gone. And he's sitting there holding it and screaming. So that's how it starts off, you know. So, of course, that means Huey develops a hatred for heroes because of that. Because after that happened, they came, the corporation they worked for called Vought, they the ones who's in charge of the heroes. They came and tried to pay him off, basically, you know, for that incident. He didn't want to take the money. You know, he's pissed. He just lost his girl, man. You know, he's in love with her. They talking about moving in and all that stuff. And dude, like I said, he literally ran through her, man. It's kind of fucked up. You know, he ran through her. And so, like I said, they tried to bow him off, and it wasn't happening. And so that's when, you know, he develops the deep hatred for A-Train. And, you know, he's to figure out ways he can get him. And he was like a regular guy who didn't stand up for himself or nothing. And, you know, he's kind of a pushover. So he's trying to get a raise from his boss, and he's scared to ask him for it and all that stuff. So Huey was kind of like a pushover and, you know, didn't have any courage and things like that. And so he ends up meeting with the character Billy Butcher, who happens to be the leader of the boys. And Billy Butcher's history is he lost his wife. His wife just basically disappeared. And, you know, long story short, the superhero, the Homelander, end up, you know, having sex with her. And he saw it on video. Someone showed him on video, you know, him walking to the office with her and she walking out with her clothes all messed up. And, you know, she shirt all undid, so you know what happened. And then after that, she just disappeared. And so it was said that she was dead. So Billy Butcher had a hatred because, you know, the Homelander, who was the leader of the heroes, smashed his wife. And then on top of that, you know, he figured she killed him. He figured he killed her. So that's those two people, you know, they end up meeting, like I said, Huey and Billy Butcher end up meeting together, and they had a common goal. And that's when he introduced them to the rest of the group. They kind of had to get the group together. Mother's Milk is this one black guy. It's funny because it's like every time you see him, he's on the phone apologizing to his girl, you know, telling her, you know, they get together and, you know, he just got things to do, but he'll be back and, you know, just making excuses. It's almost like he's sucking up to his girl. So every time they show him, he's doing that. But in the book, the comic book, I mean, you just actually see Mother's Milk scrapping and smashing people's faces and all that stuff. But in the show, really didn't see him do no fighting. I mean, he was like in a gunfight, but I didn't see him shoot nobody. So it's kind of like they toned him down on the show. Whereas in the book, he's this big black guy. And like I said, he had fighting skills and he smashed people's heads and all that stuff. So they kind of toned him down in the show. Then you had the other character, Frenchie. That's for boys, you know, for that group. And of course, he was a Frenchman. So, you know, he spoke French and he was good with, like, building stuff. And, you know, he had guns and weapons and things like that. And he knew a lot of stuff. So Huey and Billy Butcher went to him because they were looking for one of the heroes called Translucent. You know, he basically, if he get naked, he's invisible. So one day, Translucent, he went up in the store because Billy Butcher and Huey, they were working together. And Butcher somehow convinced Huey to, he gave him something where he could, like, yeah, one of those microphones. So he had him go to Vault, and his job was to stick the microphone in their like conference room so Billy Butcher could listen in on their conversations. So he was able to do that, and you know, he didn't know that the Translucent kid guy was following him. He was visible. Nobody knew until Huey went to the store he worked at. And when he's in the store, the door just opened. So you know, he didn't think anything of it. He thought it might have been the wind. Then all of a sudden you just hear a voice, and it's the Translucent dude, invisible. You know, he like, what the fuck did you do? You followed us and you know, what are you doing there? And, you know, basically question him. Then he started beating Huey up. And it's like Billy Butcher knew. He ended up ramming his car through the store and hit Translucent. So then the scrap ensues and Translucent was beating, you know, Billy Butcher up because he can't see him. And so Huey, Billy Butcher ended up getting a hit on him and he's bleeding. So with Translucent bleeding, you can see him a little bit. And so they were fighting and stuff. And then that's when Huey ended up somehow getting a live wire and he basically shocked Translucent. And that's how they ended up taking him down. They took him hostage. And so the Frenchman comes in, you know, they was trying to talk to him on ways to kill him, ways to kill Translucent. But they never can find out any way. You know, they're trying everything, man. They tried to saw him and all that, but that Vought company somehow made the heroes invincible. You know, they could get shot, they could get cut, whatever. They're not going to die. So they had to try to figure out a way to, you know, kill them. So, guys, like I said, if you want to call and talk about anything you want to put on the table, then give me a call. 1-347-843-5939. I said right now I'm talking about this show The Boys on Amazon Prime. If you're into superheroes, then I say it's a good show to check out. I mean, I have a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 7.5. I mean, it has action. Storyline's okay. You know, the way the season ends, they leave you wanting more, actually. It's only 8 episodes, so that's not enough. And, you know, knowing these type of shows, we're probably not going to see a season 2 until next year. So, yeah, like I said, if you want to check that out, I would read the comic first. And you can check out the comic online for free. Just go to Google and type in Herogasm. Yeah, Herogasm. And then type that up, go to that website, type in The Boys, and you can read their comics for free on there. They got like the digital copies of the comics. You can look at them for free. It's about 73 issues. Right now, I'm on like issue 34. So I got a long way to go. I got the very first comic, and I got it in hard copy. So I was able to look at that one, but I never, like, read the rest of them. But I looked at the YouTube video for the second, third, and fourth issue. And like I said, you know, I'm trying to finish it off. So I'm on, like, issue 34. But back to it, then you got the last character, the boys, you know, if they're a little ragtag group, is a character called the female. And it's an Asian girl. And once again, it's like in the show, they kind of toned these characters down as compared to in the book. The book is very graphic and gruesome. And in the book, man, she literally rips people's faces off. Like, I mean, you can see their face flying in the air, and then you see what's left on their head, man. You just see, like, the undertone, the underflesh, and you see eyeballs and teeth. So she literally rips people's faces off. It's like she uses her hands and nails. It's like her nails are like knives or something. So she rips people up. And she can't die, because in the show, she ended up getting in a fight with one of the heroes, Black Noir. And he, like, cut her up, man. He did, like, some knife moves on her and cut her up. And she was, like, ripped in half damn near. And then the French guy, because the French guy is the only one who developed a connection with her. Everybody else, she was trying to attack. All the other heroes she was trying to attack. But the Frenchie guy, it's like they had some kind of camaraderie together and they were cool. And so she would only, like, you know, get close to him or listen to him. And so she tried to protect him because the Black Noir guy was going to take out Frenchie. And she basically made him leave and had a one-on-one with Black Noir. And he, like I said, he diced her up pretty good, man. She, like, damn near cut in half, laying there on the ground, guts hanging out. They did show that on TV. Guts hanging out, blood everywhere. So he thought she was dead. And she just opened her eyes, man, and started healing. It's like she had a healing factor like Wolverine or something. So she's a pretty good character, but from what I see so far in the comics, she might be dying. I don't know. The last comic I just read, she got messed up pretty good by a hero. Well, I don't want to say he's a superhero, but a character that had powers. He, like, messed her up real bad in the last comic that I read. And going into, you know, the next comic, it said the title is they're down to four, because it's five people in a group, but the title says they're down to four. So I don't know what that means. Do that mean she's going to die? I don't know. But once I read that comic, I guess I'll find out. All right. The Reds trailing my Braves. My Braves are winning 3-1, top of the second. There you go, Braves. Those young Braves, boy. I mean, I love the Atlanta Braves. I've been an Atlanta Braves fan since 93. I was a sophomore in high school when I started liking the Atlanta Braves. So, I honestly can't, like, sit down and watch a whole game. I tune more into it during the playoffs. And for whatever reason, my Braves can't beat the damn Dodgers. Got backdoor swept by the Dodgers last year in the playoffs, 4-1. So, and the thing about it, the Braves wasn't even expected to be good, you know, as good last year. So, you know, the way they playing this year, hey, sky might be the limit unless they, you know, play the Dodgers again. Questions and answers, baby.
Yeah, man. As far as baseball, with Houston just getting Zach Greinke and the Dodgers, they've been in first place since, like, April 20th. That's your World Series. I'm a Brewers fan, but, you know, this not our year. We lost to the Dodgers last year, and the Dodgers got better. Coach Bellinger's a beast. So that's the World Series, man. So everybody else is just hoping we, you know, get the wild card and make it in. But it's going to be Houston and the Dodgers, man. I'm willing to bet any amount of money on that.
I don't know. Well, you guys are only a game
Justin
and a half
Verlander,
back.
They got Verlander, Greinke, and I forgot the other ace. They got three aces on one staff, man. And then the
Dodgers
are the
Dodgers.
Yeah, but
the Dodgers, they always lose. They always lose in the big game, though. So I don't want to say that until I actually see them win.
No, I'm saying they're going to go to the World Series. It's going to be them and
Houston. Oh, okay.
Remember, Houston is in the American League now.
Yeah, yeah. And didn't Houston beat them 2 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I can definitely see Houston.
Yeah, it's going to be those.
Houston could definitely beat them again.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I mean, you never know. Oakland might catch fire. I mean, they only 7.5 games back of Houston.
Maybe. But I just think their pitching staff, they're built for the postseason. And the Dodgers, man, they've been playing incredible. Like I said,
yeah,
I think they're about to win 80 games, man. They're like 80-38 or something like that.
They're 71-39.
They've been in first place in their division. 71-39?
Yeah, and they 15.5 games
that's
up
ridiculous,
on San Francisco.
Man. That's ridiculous. What I'm saying. They've been in first place like all year.
Yeah.
They just immediately start building that lead, man.
You know what's crazy,
man,
though? Can you
game.
Guess
what?
Can you guess who the hottest team in baseball is right now, though? And you're not going to believe
right
it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Let me see. Right now. It's not the Reds, is it?
Nah, man. It's New York Mets, dude. The Mets have won seven straight games. They got the Mets
got
the longest winning streak.
Lonzo, dude, he's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they
he
won.
He might be rookie of the year.
Yeah, he won that home run derby.
Yeah, yeah, my boy dropped out of it. And
he beat,
yeah,
what's my man? Vlad Guerrero Jr. He beat him.
Yeah, he beat him too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
It was pretty good home run derby, though. But
yeah, they won seven
yeah,
straight
man.
Games, man.
Baseball pretty much. It's already sold up, man. It's going to be a good World Series, though. So I just hope we make it in. We can make it in. Give us some hope for next year.
Yeah. You can't count out those Yankees either. I mean, they 68-39. They got the second best record in the league behind them, the Dodgers.
Yeah, but pitching always beats good hitting, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Houston got them aces,
Houston,
man. Them three guys
Houston,
that throw 69 like
98. And 40.
Yeah,
Houston,
they got three guys
40.
That throw 98, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got some, you know.
And you know the Brewers only a
George
game and a half back.
Dude, well, yeah, we was winning the division, you know, for most of the year. And then we let the Cubs come back and St. Louis. First
yeah, the Cardinals
first are, all
the Cardinals and the Cardinals and Cubs are tied 57-50. And then you guys
and
are
they playing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they playing in the series, but I it don't matter, man. You know, so I'm not tripping. I'm just waiting. Just really ready for football, man. So I'm really ready.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Got 1 month left. August 1st. Just got to get through August.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, no injuries in preseason. You know, that's the thing that sucks.
I know. No injuries. I want everybody to be healthy, you know, so we can, you know, get a fair shot and get some real good games, real good battles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be great this year, man. I want to see what AB do with Oakland. I want to see my boy A-Rod come back and lead us to a lot of victories. Interested to see what Le'Veon Bell gonna do in New York.
Yeah, me too.
And the Browns, man, I got them, you know, winning that division. So I'm interested to see they're gonna be fun to watch, man. They're gonna be like the
yeah.
Rams. They're gonna be like the Rams East. Gonna be fun,
I agree
fun
with
to watch, man.
I agree with that. I think the Browns are gonna be good too. I got them in the division. I got you guys winning the division. I think the Bears probably come in second because I think Trubisky gonna play better this year. better than he did last year. He actually had a good year last year.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, 29 touchdowns. Yeah, he didn't play bad.
He was pretty good. I like their I like the running backs, man. What's
Cohen?
The little guy name?
Cohen.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty good. They mix and match. I like their running game, man. And their defense is good. And I'm interested to see. I'm happy, you know, we got a tough schedule, especially the first couple of games. I like that, though. I want to see.
I know, starting off against division rivals, first two games.
Pretenders from the contenders. So, I like that. Yeah, I'm just interested in football, man. Can't wait to play fantasy football either.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Money league. So, who your first pick?
How many leagues you going to be in this year?
hopefully two. I'm trying to cut it down to
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to do two this year, too. First pick this year, you know me, I'm crazy. I usually go A-Raj. That's my boy. But last year, I actually wanted to try to go, I think, Todd Gurley. But I think, didn't you end up having the first pick? Somebody ended up having the first pick.
Yeah, I think I got Todd Gurley.
Yeah, you went with him first.
You know who always used to be my first pick? It used to always be Gronkowski, but I can't do that no more. So
yeah, Gronk. I don't know, man. Good, interesting question.
Mine's gonna be Baker Mayfield. If I get
Todd Gurley, maybe again. Le'Veon, maybe. I'll take Patrick Mahomes if I can get him.
Yeah, if I can get Baker Mayfield, he's going to be my first.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
If not him,
we'll
DeAndre
see.
Hopkins. I'm really expecting DeAndre
yeah,
Hopkins to have D-Hop. A good year.
Yeah, yeah. Him and what's the other wide out? If he healthy.
Fuller. Yeah, if he could stay healthy. Though.
Fuller, yeah. Will
him,
Fuller, yeah.
He
you
never
know,
stay healthy.
I think they got the division if they stay healthy because, you know, last year – J.J. Watts, first time staying healthy in like
tough, man.
Two or three years.
I think the Colts going to be good too, man. They're going to have a fun division,
yeah.
Man.
I think both teams going to make the playoffs. One will win a division, the other one will, you know, get the wild card.
Yeah. Shit, I might get that.
Yeah.
Try to do the combination, man. Get Deshaun Watkins and D-Hop. Might try to
yeah.
do that. Sure, if
yeah.
I can. I mean, that's
I
did.
Sean Watson is a backup.
When I won my money league a few years ago, I had Goff and Gurley, and that's why I won, dude, because they had a good year a couple years back. So,
yeah.
Getting those combinations, man, that'll definitely help you in fantasy. Like, you know, if you got a good quarterback and a good
yeah,
wide
absolutely.
Receiver that you know you're going to throw the ball to.
I usually have a list, man, I think. I think the running backs, it was Gurley, Zeke, I think
uh-huh.
Saquon. Let's see. Who am I missing?
That's the thing, man. Le'Veon Bell, man. I mean, he sat out a whole year,
yeah,
so
Le'Veon
he
Bell.
Should be fresh.
Yeah, yeah. I think I always try to, you know, get him number one. AB, he's up there.
James White is a good pickup, dude. I usually pick up James White,
yeah,
too.
I like James White.
Because
yeah,
you know he's gonna catch the ball,
catching out the backfield. Yeah, I think I had him last year. I think this would be a bounce back year for Jimmy Graham as far as tight ends. Cause like you said,
I hope
Graham
so, man. Cause I think he's soft. I think ever since he left Drew Brees in New Orleans, man, he just hadn't been right. He wasn't right in
yeah,
Seattle
I think
with Russell
like
Wilson. He went right last year with A-Rod, so, yeah, he definitely
yeah.
needs to step up this year.
And I think a lot of it last year was the play calling as well, but I think he's good for, like, 810 touchdowns this year. What other tight ends out there? Let's see.
George Kittle from San Francisco. He's going to be my
yeah,
number
San
one pick.
Yeah, yeah. He's a sleeper.
That dude,
yeah,
man.
He's pretty good.
Him.
Yeah, he's pretty good last year.
Then, of course, you got the Gronk impersonator that can't block Travis Kelce, who wear the same number. I mean, he's good, though, but he's just not as good as Gronk. That's why I ain't like how they was comparing on the Gronk. Gronk blocks, too, and he was an excellent blocker.
I like
Kelce just runs the ball.
Yeah.
He's a good receiver, but that's what he is. He's not a tight end. He don't block, man. If you watch Kansas City, he don't block. He's just a big wide receiver. Oh, watch for David Njoku for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might pick him up, too.
What do you think?
As a sleeper.
Rudolph from Minnesota.
He got some making up. He really didn't do much last year. Yeah, Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle will be back. So the Colts going to have two decent tight ends.
Yeah, their offense is going to be good. Them running backs.
My man from the
Titans. Back by committee, they did pretty good last year, though.
My man from the Titans, that tight end they had that got hurt, he'll be back this year. Oh, man, what's his name?
Yeah, Delanie Walker.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be some decent tight ends to pick up in fantasy, man.
Yeah.
Receiver is going to be some decent spots.
But,
yeah, like you said, running back, that's going to be the tough one. It's like outside of Saquon, Le'Veon, who else we name? Oh, Zeke, if he plays.
We don't know where he going to be playing, right?
The Cowboys going to eventually sign him. They got to keep him. They got to sign him because he's too vital to their team. I mean, you saw what happened when he was out.
Talking about breaking the bank on him, though. Yeah, I know. I mean, I would pay him, but talking about like they're not going to pay him. Then Melvin Gordon, the man in the trade.
Oh, that running back, that rookie from Denver, Lindsey, that rookie that had like 1,000 yards last year that came out of nowhere.
Philip Lindsey. Yeah, he did good for me last year. I forgot about him.
I forgot about him. He can't do nothing
but
get better.
They had like a running back by committee, but he was the better one.
Yeah, that Devontae Booker dude. He was the backup. And he had like 500-600 yards rushing. And about seven touchdowns. So, yeah, you know, that's what Denver do, man. They run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's one team that's never changed their ways, except that one year with Peyton, when Peyton first got there. That's when they were flinging it.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, they've always been a running team. Another running back. I brought up Lindsey. It's another one, too.
Tariq Cohen, like you said, he did pretty good last year.
Yeah, Cohen. I know you might not want to hear this because they're your rival, but Dalvin Cook going to be back.
Dalvin Cook
was balling before he got hurt.
I do hate Minnesota, but I do like their players because I take the lean and
Thielen. Yeah, Thielen, man. Thielen and
Diggs.
Yeah,
I take him in the minute. Yeah, they got some good wideouts. I don't like Cousins, but they got a pretty good team.
Y'all division going to be fun, too, man. I mean, Detroit going to be at the bottom, but the other three teams going to be nice.
They got better, man, with Mike Daniels and stuff. But, yeah, we're going to see, man. But I'll listen to you. I'll talk to you again, man, soon.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, yeah. So, see, guys, like I said, it's your choice today. Whatever topic you want to talk about is up for discussion. So call in and let your voice be heard. 1-347-843-4939. Hell, if you want to talk about the debates that's been going on, we saw 20 Democrats on the stage in 2 days. I think that's kind of ridiculous, but that's what we saw. So hopefully at least one out of this 20 will be able to get old Trump out of there. Hopefully they'll be able to gather up votes, convince people to vote for him, and get Trump out of there. I don't even care. Out of these 20 people, whoever comes out of that, they got my vote. Because the guy that's in there right now, man, in my opinion, he not running it right. And he damn near got us killed by practically almost pushing the button try to blow Iran off the map. Trying to start up nuclear wars and stuff. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I understand, you know, a lot of people, and they're not going to admit to this, but a lot of people was mad that, you know, Obama had 8 years in there. And once again, I'm sorry, but the red card can always be played in this country. Always. It can always be played. Because racism will always exist. It's going to be here after you and I are long gone. If this world is still here, racism is going to still be here. It's not going nowhere. And I truly believe because Obama got 8 years in there, all these people came out the woodwork just to put Trump, and then because of the hatred for Hillary, they all came out the woodwork to get Trump up in here. Knowing he got no damn government experience, no mayor experience, he not haven't even been a damn congressman. And on top of that, dude bankrupt like 3 or 4 times. But somehow, some way, he wins the popular vote and becomes president. I don't get it, man. I don't understand. So out of these 20 Democratic candidates that, you know, had debates over the last few days, hopefully we'll get the right one, you know, that can convince us all to vote for them. And at the same time, can be right, because I don't trust no politician. None. Democrat, Republican, I don't trust none of them. You know, none of them doing anything for me. You know, you middle class, you screwed. I'm saying, I haven't seen no difference in what Trump doing. Middle class family still getting screwed. I don't see that changing. No matter who get in there for the next term. If it's Trump again, middle class still going to be screwed. If it's a Democrat getting there, middle class still going to be screwed. And the age old question I want to know is, why does Canada get free health care? Why do they make it work? And this country can't make it work. It's because this country is greedy as hell. It's all about money. It's all about these pharmaceutical companies overcharging people for medicine, life-saving medicine, making them basically sign life away. They can try to fight to live to get their medicine. It's ridiculous, man. Why we got to pay ridiculous health care bills? Why you go to the emergency room, and this happened to me. You go to the damn emergency room with a piece of wood in my arm, and, you know, I got health coverage. So what, I had to pay like close to $500. But the regular bill without insurance is like $1,800 for the nurse to spend like not even 15 seconds pulling a piece of wood out of my arm. A small piece of wood too. And I tried everything in my power to dig it out on my own, because I knew going to the emergency room was going to cost me. But I didn't have a choice, because I can't leave the piece of wood in my arm. So I had to go to the emergency room. And for a piece of damn wood in my arm, it cost $1,800 without insurance. $460-some with insurance. That's still a lot of damn money for a 10-second job. So medical is a joke in this country. If Canada can make it work, this is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. Why can't nobody make it work? Why can't medical insurance be free like it is in Canada? It's all about checks and balances. It's all about different levels. It has to be a poor, middle, and an upper. Why does it have to be that? Why does it have to be a lower, middle, and upper class? Why does it have to be classes within this country? Why? And the one thing I never understood is, I mean, I know the dollar is losing its value more and more, but when it wasn't losing its value, this country had, they make the damn money. Why is it that people are struggling? This country makes the money. I never understood that. Why is this country always in other countries' business? Why is it that they so quick to go and do stupid stuff overseas and you got people starving here? Another thing, why is it that these food places throw all kinds of, you know, these restaurants and stuff throw all kinds of food away at the end of the night instead of giving it to people that's hungry? They worry about lawsuits. Well, shit, you should make the homeless person who come there, you know, you can pass the food out to the homeless person, make them sign a waiver. Make them sign a waiver that they can't sue you for giving food. You got all these people starving and stuff. All this food being wasted, thrown away. You got the grocery stores like Walmart and stuff throwing away food. All these people hungry, but all these people just throw away food like it's nothing. It's like this is just a backwards-ass country. I don't understand some of the stuff sometimes. I guess I'm never going to understand. I'll stop talking about the boys. So some more characters. Like I said, A-Train was the focus of Huey's anger because he basically ran through his girl, man. Homelander is the leader of the heroes. And he's the crazy one of the group. And he's the one who really do the gruesome stuff, man. I mean, this dude got laser eye beams. He's kind of like a Superman character. He's super strong. He can fly. He's fast. He got eye beams. And when he shoot those eye beams at people, man, it literally split them. Or make them explode. So he did a lot of killing in the show. He do a lot of killing in the book too, but he really did in the show. So it's almost like they didn't, you know, downgrade his character. They kind of left his character like he is in the book, whereas, you know, Mother's Milk and the female, they kind of downgraded them. They wasn't as brutal on the show as they are in the comics. And, okay, I could tell you how the translucent kid, I mean, translucent character, here we end up killing him by putting the Frenchie guy figured out how to kill him. Because I told you, you know, they shot him, they cut him, they did all that. They just couldn't kill him. So the Huey kid ended up putting a plastic explosive up Translucent's ass. They put him to sleep. He put the plastic explosive up his ass. And Translucent kid character was trying to convince Huey to let him go. You know, talking about how much trouble he'd be in. The Homelander gets there. You know, Homelander's going to take them all out and all that. And you thought Huey was letting them go. And he ended up pushing the button. He started getting angry, thinking about with A-Train, you know, because A-Train's a hero. Translucent's considered a hero. And Huey had a beef with all heroes because of what A-Train did to his girl. So he was thinking about that, and he just snapped, and he pushed the damn button and blew the Translucent guy up. So he killed them. And so he ended up meeting another hero, and this is a new hero to the group. Her name was Annie, but her alias was Starlight. Her powers are like, she got like light powers, and she shoot off beams of light. You know, she could blind people and stuff like that. Really haven't seen the full extent of her powers. But yeah, she like do like a flat, like flashing lights and stuff, man. They could burn your eye sockets and all that. You'd be blind. So Huey's sitting on the park bench. Well, I think she's sitting on the park bench, and Huey in a walk on the park bench, and they sat down and talked, and they ended up developing a relationship. So And they don't even know. Like, she don't know that he's one of the boys, and he doesn't know that she's a hero. And of course, you know, like I said, they develop feelings, and the Butcher try to take advantage of that, you know, by having him spy on her and tab her phone and all that stuff. So, like I said, it's a pretty decent show. And once again, read the comic first before you look at the show. You'll tell the difference. The comic is a lot more graphic than the show. But the show is good. I give it a 7.5, and it leaves you wanting more. You only have 8 episodes, so we have to check it out next season, which probably going to be next year. And I'm curious how season 2 is going to be, because some things happened at the end of season 1 that have you thinking. And I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to tell you that. I don't want to spoil it, just in case if you do watch it. I won't tell you how it ends, how season 1 ends, but it's going to leave you wanting more. And you're going to have questions that you feel like you need to be answered. And hopefully they'll answer them in season 2. So, once again, guys, I thank you guys for calling in. Well, nobody called in. But if you listen, I thank you for listening. Well, I did. I had one call. And we talked about a little baseball. We talked about football, which can't wait to start up. He said it's been a while, man. Looking forward to seeing my Pats. Not too happy about the rookie, N'Keal Harry. I keep hearing that he's not doing too good. He's not picking up the offense. You know, the Patriots got one of the most complex offenses out there. They say he's not picking it up. He's dropping a lot of balls in training camp, so that's not good. And I think the Patriots are going to need him to be good. You can't just depend strictly on Edelman. I mean, hopefully, hey, if Josh Gordon can come back, that'd be great. But if he does come back, it probably won't be to like week 10 or something. I'm pretty sure if he gets suspended, it's going to, you know, be like a 10-game suspension. I don't see Goodell them letting him off the hook that easy. And then, you know, Josh Gordon is not dependable. So, I mean, it'd be nice if he came back and got his head screwed on tight and got his act together. So they're going to need Harry to play good. So Gronkowski's not there no more. But like I said before, I wouldn't doubt that Gronkowski come back. I could see him coming back towards the end of the season. I don't think he just want to deal with training camp and stuff, and I think he's going to miss it. And he never said officially that he wasn't coming back. So I think it could happen. But, yeah, football season is going to be great. Michael Thomas, congratulations to him. Just got that $100 million deal. In my opinion, one of the best wide receivers in the league. I say he proved it. He was a beast last year. He's been a lifesaver for Drew Brees, basically keeping Drew Brees' career going. So, shouts out to him. Dallas, you got to get it together, man. You got to sign Zeke. I think you guys seen it. You can't function without Zeke. Dak Prescott's not good without Zeke. He's not capable of carrying the whole team by himself, you know. I do think him and Amari Cooper are going to be better together because, you know, and when Amari was traded there halfway between, you know, through the season, he balled out with Dak. So I can see them getting better. But they still need Zeke back there, man. He needs Zeke back there to hand the ball off to. If Zeke hold out, man, the Cowboys are going to be in trouble. And I can say the same thing about the Chargers. No Melvin Gordon, no AFC Championship like I'm predicting them to be. I'm predicting them to play my Patriots in the AFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. But if Melvin Gordon don't come back, I don't see it happening. So, Chargers, Cowboys, you need to work on that. Get those running backs in there. I know the running backs not important no more the way they used to be, but they're vital to those teams, and they're two of the top running backs in the league. It's crazy how the running back just, you know, seem like they cease to exist now. You got a couple of top-flight running backs, and then other than that, you know, it's like you got a bunch of second tier running backs, and it's almost like you better off just drafting a running back and have him on, under that rookie deal. Because, you know, the NFL now is all about passing. That's it. So once again, hey, if you are listening, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Questions and Answer airs Thursdays and Saturdays, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. So I'll be chatting it up on Saturday.
Minded criminal, legal money, cash maker though. If legends live forever, this stack won't die, bro. I come back like the crow. I'm simply delicious, itchy, addictive. Otherworldly, painful, addictive. The Asalaamu Alaikum Slayer, the 100 mil make a payer. The NBA, a number one player. Crack them fiends on the pathetic. When they kitty run, they get high like calisthenics, but don't sweat it. I represent hip hop, got no huffy talk. I deal with money on players and gun runners in the Bronx. Then I swerve back to Jones in my bins. Me and my men legally count in. Jiggy pull us over, assume your position. Let me see some ID, facial recognition. Or y'all better realize I go straight to the head. The world is mine, don't give a shit. Scarface words for my daughter and my future wife. I got jewels, diamonds, and cash.